as your power lies, and you move across the seas.
This is News from American Contemporary Radio, and I'm Bob Scott in Los Angeles. The Judiciary Committee votes to recommend impeachment. Details on that story in 60 seconds.
Gladys Knight and the Pips for Unguentine Aerosol.
Mr. Burns is mean, and he's bad and wrong. When your back is turned, he'll come on strong. Mr. Burns is a mean son up above, but Unguentine Aerosol contains burn-chilling benzocaine that lays a burst of cool on that sun tan. All you gotta do is cool it, cool it, with Unguentine Aerosol, cool it, with Unguentine Aerosol. Yeah, Unguentine,
first day for sunburn. The crucial vote in the House Judiciary Committee has come.
Mr. Seibert.
Aye.
Mr. Danielson.
Aye.
Mr. Grinan.
Aye.
Mr. Rangel.
Aye.
Ms. Jordan.
Aye.
After each of the 38 members of the House Judiciary Committee was polled, Committee Chairman Peter Rodino took over. The
clerk will report.
27 members have voted aye. 11 members have voted no.
And pursuant to the resolution, Article 1, that resolution is adopted and will be reported to the House.
Once the final vote was reported to Rodino, he recessed the meeting of the Judiciary Committee until Monday morning at 10:30 Eastern Time. The vote taken tonight for the House Judiciary Committee was on the first of the recommended articles of impeachment against the President. The committee must now move on to the second article, which charges the President with misuse of presidential powers. Other articles may be in the offing. There are indications that at least one Republican member of the committee will ask that an article be drawn up recommending the impeachment of the President for failing to turn over subpoenaed evidence to the committee. Along with that, some Democrats are believed to be in favor of impeaching the President for criminal activity in connection with his income tax return. A spokesman for President Nixon in San Clemente, California, says the President is following the hearings very closely and is committed to fight the case in the House as well as the Senate if necessary. New Secretary Ron Ziegler says the President has no intentions at this time to speak out on the proceedings. Housing Secretary James Lynn indicated today that President Nixon will veto a pending housing bill unless the final figures chop down to the $2.5 billion level. The bill now authorizes spending of $3.7 billion. Lynn held a news conference in San Clemente after meeting with the President at San Clemente and was asked about his time with him.
We had no discussion of the impeachment process at all. I found him to be, as he's been in my prior meetings, as he was when we were working out the $10.3 billion program of assistance for housing in May, and that is totally concentrating on the issues that I was presenting to him.
Housing Secretary Lynn also said he feels a compromise can be worked out in Congress so the President will be able to sign the bill. The peace talks in Geneva between Greece and Cyprus have been adjourned for the night. Earlier, observers in Geneva said the negotiators appear to be reaching agreement on the Cyprus question. Officials from both countries said the peace agreement worked out in Geneva will be ineffective unless the ceasefire on the island is respected by everyone. Turkish troops on Cyprus stopped their advance into Greek Cypriot areas today. The foreign minister of Cyprus says things are looking better. A United Nations official in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada says another 464 Canadian soldiers will be flown to Cyprus to work with other UN peacekeeping troops now on the island. And repeating the top story at this hour, the House Judiciary Committee has voted to recommend to the full House that President Nixon be impeached for preventing, obstructing, and impeding the administration of justice. This is ABC Contemporary Radio.
Growing up can really upset your face. Your mirror can become an awful, mean, and ugly place. So don't let an upset face really get you down. Help clear it up with proper pH.
It's clear and colorless.
so no one knows you have it on. And proper pH was invented by a pharmacist for his own kids when they had acne, pimples, and blackheads. Don't let an upset face get you down. Help clear it up with proper pH.
That's the latest news. I'm Bob Scott in Los Angeles for American Contemporary Radio. A service of ABC News.
At 8 o'clock, Tri-City weather, clear nights with patchy dense fog by morning, with a low tonight and tomorrow night near 65. Partly cloudy tomorrow and Monday with a high of 85. Your chance of rain 10% through Sunday night. Currently 81 degrees at the Big 80.
WKEN News.